What's going on? It is four quarters. This is a overtime session. I'm here with my boy Sam. How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's good, DC? How you doing, my brother? I'm doing good, man.
I'm blessed.
Yes, sir.
Today is Super Bowl Sunday. We wanted to get together before the game and talk about it. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, we here, man. Can you believe, like, the NFL season, like, football season? Like, this is, like, the official end to the football season.
Yeah, man.
It's
been a lot. It seems like they keep trying to add more games, but it doesn't seem like it's, like, long enough. And I understand, like, it makes it understand, like, just yesterday, you know, it felt like they were in Brazil, you know, whatever that first game was. It was the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yeah. So, I feel like a whole nother season thinking about where both of those teams are and where they ended up at the end of the season.
They ended up is crazy.
I was like,
everybody knew it was going to be the Chiefs again. And
yeah, man. Or when the Chargers beat them in that first game, everybody's thinking like, oh, man, this could be like a, you know, potential like AFC like conference game set up right here, because only one of the two teams could win the division, but the other team would come in as a wild card. And man,
which is crazy because neither one of them won the division. If anything, it really set the pace for the Chiefs season, bro. That's true.
Because they never really they didn't win that game, and they just never really got on the horse this season.
Yeah, they never really caught steam. It was like they were trying to put shit together the whole year, and
yeah.
And then at the end of the year, I mean, what happens? I don't personally think he really hurt his knee. I think, you know, they're gonna try to like shock something, but man, Mahomes hurts his knee, they say. I think it was a game against the Titans, or maybe the game before that.
It was the game before the Titans, because they went to the Titans game with their backup. I'm sitting here trying to think. I remember what game. It was a primetime game. That's when they played. Oh man, come on, got it in my head. They played a really good team. Team defense was. I can't, dude. I'm drawing a blank. I could have been.
I don't know. I feel like they played the Seahawks, but also feel like we played the Seahawks. I might be getting them confused with us. We played them, and we should have took our quarterback out and. He got hurt again, so
yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah, man. So we got the Seahawks on one end, in his second year, Mike McDonald has turned his team to a Super Bowl contender. They were the number one seed, which is amazing that you got the number one seed in one and the number two seed in the other.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like the Patriots if the Patriots play Bo Nix, they're not in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that was a different game.
Yeah. That's true, man. I watched that. I missed the initial game, the initial AFC playoff game, but I watched the replay of it. And I was just like, golly, man, it's just like you would think that if they had Bo Nix, like you were saying, the Broncos would have had enough to overcome the Patriots. Because the Patriots offense really didn't do a whole lot in that game. But yeah. I think Sean Payton, to me, he kind of some of his coaching decisions lost them that game too.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I think a lot of people here just kind of
early on they went for it when they were in their own red zone on fourth, and you knew that points were going to be a premium in that game. It was like, why aren't you kicking the field goal when you have a kicker? Now you want to put it in his, you know, at the end, you could have been up the whole, they were up part of the game.
Yeah.
So it just seems like, I don't know. And then you have the other game, which I didn't watch the other game, but I watched part of those. That's when I had, like, Championship Sunday, we had a bad snowstorm, and so I didn't really have any internet or anything, so I didn't even really get to watch either game. Mm-hmm. But I got to watch more of the first game, which was the AFC game, than the second game.
Yeah.
And yeah. Holy shit, man. Yeah, man. The Seahawks look real.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
No, even though, I mean, it just feels like, I mean, their defense just looks like, but it's like that what they've been doing all season, which is, you know, their defense only, I think the most they allowed anyone was one game against the Rams. Mm-hmm. It was like almost an overtime game. But past that, everybody else was 17 points. 17 points or lower. It's like, damn, bro, are they that good, man? And is their defense that good? And it makes a little sense because Baltimore's defense has been horrible the last 2 years. And Mike McDonald's gone. And yeah, they are that good, I guess. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at their season stats, DC. Look at this. Seahawks versus first, they held the 49ers to 3 points in week one. Carolina to 10 points in week two. The Rams, like you said, put up 37 on them, but the Seahawks still won it in week three. 16 points. They gave up 16 points to the Colts. I'm looking at some other significant. The Vikings, they gave up 0 points to the Vikings in week six, man. And I'm looking at the rest of it. I think the Buccaneers was the only other game where they allowed a team to get over 20 points on them during the season. But the rest of these games, they've held everybody under 20 points.
Yeah, because like the game I'm thinking about against the Commanders, it looked like they were, it was like the defense turning over the ball, getting the turnovers. They're scoring on the second. Next thing you know, it's 35-3. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, man, shit. Like, yeah, in the first half. You know what I'm saying? And you're like,
yeah,
what are we doing, man? This game is over with already. That was a primetime game.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Man, they kind of like, man, I don't know if it's just me, but they kind of give me like this Legion of Boom like swagger about them. You know how LOB was back when Seahawks was winning their first couple Super Bowls or making their first couple Super Bowl appearances with Pete Carroll, and like this defense is like, it's it gives me some old nostalgia of like Legion of Boom, which I like for Seattle. They kind of got an identity, and Sam Darnold is playing complimentary, like really good complimentary football to that, bro. Mm-hmm. That's a recipe for a Super Bowl. So, hey, I like him.
Hell yeah. All right. So the main question is going into it, give me a score prediction.
Ooh, man. I got to keep it real. Like, I don't think New England's going to have the firepower to stay with Seattle. So I'm picking Seattle to win by two scores. I'm going to go, I'm going to go 28 to 17 Seattle.
I just need to go get my shit together real quick. I'm pretty sure last year's game was a blowout. It was 40 to 22, right? The year before that was not a blowout. It was 25-22. Damn, that was the 49ers in it? Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year before that was also not a blowout. It was,
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going to go. 35-8 Seahawks blowout.
35-8. Wow.
And then eight comes late in the game.
Damn. So you thinking, man, they just going to pretty much
handle them. And I think Drake May is a good quarterback. He did good, but they haven't really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they played the fucking Jets twice a game. They played the Dolphins twice. They played the Bills twice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Look, the only reason my score prediction is a little closer is because I think New England's defense is better than what most people expect. And that's the thing that's going to keep them in the game. I think the game is going to be fairly close early. I just think that New England's offense, just like with Drake May, he's just so young. I don't know if they have they don't have enough to overcome Seattle's defense. I think Seattle's defense is actually going to put up a touchdown. If I was placing a bet, I'm putting money on a Seattle defense score, and that's going to give them the 28s. But I think Sam Darnold's going to play good enough. I think New England's defense is actually, like, if you look at them, DC, like, New England's defense really, it's, I wouldn't say it's exactly like Seattle, but they really weren't giving up a lot of points. I'm looking at a lot of 13s, a lot of 19s. There's a game or two where they allowed a team to get over 20 on them, but that's been very few games this season. Okay. But I like Seattle's offense to be able to do enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're both going Seattle. I get scared about that. Just because so many people start going the same way. Vegas not going to let all these people. You might be right. So let's go lower, but closer for me then. Both of them under 20 points. One of them under 10. So I'm going to say 16-8,
17-8,
something like that.
What? Oh, man. Okay.
Under.
Okay. You bet you under 40 for the over-under.
Mm-hmm. You're under definitely.
40. Okay.
Shit, I'm under 30. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. I think it's going to be a... Since you put it that way, neither one of us think... And that means... That means if I was out there and all these people have been seeing, what's his name, run over everybody the last few weeks, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Patriots defense haven't let any running back score over 60 yards all season.
Mm.
So I'd probably go him having a horrible game too. And yeah, it's going to be, like you said, defense wins championship. You just changed my whole mind, bro. As much as I want JSN, he won me my fantasy leagues. I want him to have the MVP, but I don't know how it's gonna go. I don't know a path to him where the game is a more defensive game
and he won the MVP.
So I can't say that, but yeah, here we go, man. That's Seahawks for both of us.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're still, before we get off NFL, did you watch the Pro Bowl?
Oh, my God. No, I ain't even give it a thought.
Okay. The only reason I watched the Pro Bowl a little bit was, yes, I was at work, but also next year is the Olympics or the 2028, and the Pro Bowl is now a flag football game. So it makes you want to say, it makes you want to know, like, who is getting what. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who's
going to be ready for the flag?
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's kind of interesting because I'd imagine that they've been doing these tournaments to see what teams can represent. Because here's the thing. Like, these NFL players are probably playing flag football during the Pro Bowl and maybe one other time in some charity events. But one thing I used to play flag football all the time when I moved here to Nashville. And there are teams that are like travel teams. There's actually like professional flag football teams already like existing in the United States. True. So I think the expectation are
strictly only flag players. You're right.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
rules. And okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think the question becomes, is these NFL players going to be, I guess, are they automatically just given the nod to be representatives of the United States, kind of like the men's basketball team, women's basketball teams that compete in the Olympics? Or I guess because flag football is a completely different game, right? Basketball is basketball, but football versus flag football, tackle football versus flag football, is just, there's some differences there. Skill sets translate, but the technicality of the game is a little different. And like I said, you got these professional teams. Like I got guys that I know that play all the time. They're still playing. And I'm actually friends with a guy on Facebook who like holds tournaments all across the country. And got teams up. So I'm just like, well, are these guys competing to like be on the Olympic team? I'm curious to know how.
So I would hope that what they would do is, yes, you can have an NFL team, right? But yeah. Also, like, they need to do some type of
some qualifiers, right?
Yeah, like where we see where our, you know, just like track and field. I would hope that they would do it like that. Just like track and field. Like, they were holding a fucking, what was it, handball? They were holding handball trials for the next, to get these, like, they don't have any women handball players in America. So they're, like, trying to get that game, like, popular in America. So, and they're having, like, you know. People are like at random colleges. They're like, yo, they come here this day. We're and you'll go and see, you'll see like all these girls like trying out handball who might have used to play. So you would hope that, you know, there is some flag football federation that's underneath our American Olympic group that can go and get a real tournament that we can actually get watch and see like, okay, yeah. And like, I do know that they're having a joint over in, is it over in Saudi Arabia, and it's like a fucking Tom Brady's personal league, and he picked like 5 quarterbacks from the NFL. It's gonna be three teams on each side of the bracket. He'll have one team. I think Jaden Daniel has another team. Lamar Jackson has a team. Like, so like it's like it seems like Tom Brady is trying to like christen it, because I mean obviously flag football is coming, you know what I'm saying? So it's already here, but you know it's about to get promoted to a main stage. So I don't know, man. I would just hope that the right people just get in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too, man.
I would hope that, like, okay, they do find a team, right? But like they'll have a depth chart, you know, just like a real, like the national soccer team or something like that. So
yeah, man, me too. I hope they get this together. I said, I didn't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't want to just see fucking Pat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see. Hell, let's see this kid that was bagging groceries, who's actually this fucking amazing flag football. You know, I want one of those American stories.
Exactly, man. Me too.
And while we're on Olympics, man, did you see this morning? All right. So I didn't know that Lindsey Vonn had tore an ACL 2 weeks ago and was back out there on the ice. I mean, on the sweet, like nothing happened. And so she had her practice run last, like 2 days ago. It looked amazing. Was beating the person that was in front of her, you know, practice run by like 30 something seconds. And then today she trips and I don't know if it was like nerves. They had to helicopter off the thing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Had to be airlifted. I got the news this morning and I couldn't believe it. And man, it just sucks because it's going to be her last run. So, and I know she came out of retirement to try to do this. So it's just, man, you just hate to see it.
Man, but just think about, even if she just medals, that type of accomplishment is huge. Oh, bro. Man.
Yeah.
Watching someone like score ACL. What? That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, man. That's what else do we have to talk about, man? We had so much we were talking about before that we.
That was it, man. I think I don't know if we did a follow up to college football at all.
Yeah, I think we did. We just gotta get uploaded by that.
Oh no, you did then. Yeah, man. I think that's it, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's a quick one, man.
I like it.
Big shout out to our other 2 4-quarter members, Chad and Sanjay, man. I hope they're doing well.
Yeah.
Everyone listening, we're trying to get back into like a schedule uploading. I know that it's just the two of us today, but we're going to try to get another one soon, man. And happy Black History Month, Sam, man.
Happy Black History Month.
It's already started off, you know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Oh, bro, what you... Hey, we're gonna have to table that with Sanjay here.
Yes, yes. All right, man. Well, if you're listening, we'll be back real soon. Before the end of the month, you'll get a few more episodes, past from the past, and you'll get another new episode. So we got the Seahawks winning today. This one's getting uploaded today. So y'all be blessed. Thank y'all for listening. And comment who you think might win, or if you thought the Patriots were gonna win and you were right. All right, y'all be blessed. Take care. First down.